Hello, everyone. It is Liam, and we are back with the last podcast of the first season. Joining me is Dr. Ed Gibson, with 40 years of experience in the construction industry and 30 years of research. Dr. Gibson, welcome back.
Thanks, Liam.
We've discussed FEP a bit, and you've given us the basics of the process. Can you tell us what are the key differences between the FEP processes for different project types?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because the listener may be involved in a different type of project and be interested in that. My perspective is, over the years, we've had a chance to do research on really a wide variety of project types, from building projects to heavy industrial projects to road projects. One of the initial research questions was, what is different about these particular types of projects? And as we went through this, what I'll do is try to give you a little bit of that, but also tell you that overall, the planning process is really very similar. It's the players and it's the types of things that we investigate and so on that are different. So let's talk a little bit about three different types of projects. We have building projects, which are basically commercial projects that are usually vertical in nature. We have industrial facilities, which are generally vertical in nature, even though they may have some infrastructure characteristics. And then we have infrastructure projects, which are like railways and roadways and or pipelines. And so, of course, a few of the differences are, number one, the designer types are different for each one of these during that front-end planning process. For instance, for horizontal type projects, many times it's a civil engineer who's involved as the key designer, the lead designer on what we're trying to do. For a building project, generally it might be an architect. And then for an industrial facility, it could be a mechanical engineer or a chemical engineer who's the key designer, the lead designer in these things. Some of the differences: generally buildings and industrial facilities are fairly vertical, whereas an infrastructure project is very horizontal. Therefore, we generally have a parcel or piece of land that we put an industrial facility or building for a highway or for a pipeline. Many times we might own the land, but it's in a long vertical or horizontal strip, which may cut across many jurisdictions. For instance, it may move out of a city into a county, into another city, and so on and so forth if we're building a highway. That has a lot of implications that we have to be very concerned about our right-of-way access for those types of projects. And of course, the permitting requirements and governance requirements overarching those projects would change as we went from one jurisdiction to the other, whereas the other two types of projects are in the same jurisdiction. Certainly an industrial facility is very much more focused on the equipment and piping that it would have. And, equipment costs can be up to 70 or 80% of the total cost. In a building project, we're really concerned about moving people around in the building and having good flow as we move through it. And we're looking for comfort. And we also have to move people vertically and horizontally within the building. So there are lots of different nuances in terms of the types of design decisions that we make. But I would say for all those types of projects, we need to make design decisions in the front end plan so that we can actually ensure for ourselves that we have enough information developed as we get to the end of the front end planning process.